Now, Wisconsin's lakes and rivers are a big draw for anglers of all kinds, but the time and the expensive equipment needed for fishing can be intimidating for newcomers.
But a style of fly fishing called tenkara is gaining a following in the state thanks to its simplicity. Originating in Japan, tenkara doesn't take a lot of gear, and it's easy apparently to pick up, learn, and start catching some fish.
Matt Smendt is the co-owner of Badger Tenkara. He speaks about tenkara around the country, and his writings have appeared in a variety of angling publications. Matt, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Well, how is it different from traditional fly fishing?
Well, tenkara is different from traditional fly fishing, mostly in the fact that it doesn't have a reel. Instead, the line is attached to the very tip of the rod, and that makes it what's called fixed line fly fishing. The line is a specific length and can't be adjusted.
And so how do you reel the fish back in without, you know, the reel?
Well, instead of reeling the fish in, what you do is you tuck in your arm and you lean the rod backwards towards you, which tips the rod back, and you're able to reach out and grab the line and simply pull the fish in back towards you. It's very intuitive.
And I understand one of the remarkable things about the tenkara rod is that they're really, really light.
Yeah, they're about 3 ounces on average, and most of them, although they're about 12 feet long, collapse down to about 20 inches, so they're exceptionally portable as well as being lightweight.
What else is different about the way tenkara works compared to traditional fly fishing in the U.S.?
Well, tenkara is much more focused on technique than on solving problems with gear. So you see a lot less of a focus on changing flies and the what's called match the hatch philosophy that you see in Western fly angling. Typically, you see a lot of focus on trying to determine what exact bug is coming out of the water in Western fly fishing, and you'll see very large fly boxes full of different types of bugs, and the angler is standing there trying to determine exactly what meal that trout is trying to eat. In tenkara, you use very simple, impressionistic flies that are going to just give the trout the impression of food, and the angler is incumbent to use different techniques to try to entice that strike. So it's much more reliant on technique than on actually trying to fool the trout with a lifelike imitation.
And I understand that these different tenkara flies have some pretty fun names. I didn't know that. Could you tell us a few of them?
Well, you have the Japanese word for fly is kabari. So we call the Japanese flies tobaris, and then the most iconic type of Japanese fly is a Sakasa tobari, which is a reverse tobari, meaning that the typical hackle is actually pointed back up towards the angler instead of backwards or in a vertical or a parallel manner, which is pretty common on most Western flies, which allows the angler to use a technique called pulsing. Which means that as they pull the fly backwards towards them, that water pressure will actually open up the hackle, and as they release pressure against that fly, it'll close. So it'll actually flutter open and closed, making it look like a little insect trying to swim or escape, which gives you another level of action to entice that trout strike.
I understand that because there's less gear, there's not as many decisions to make about which fly to use. By some accounts, it's almost meditative. Do you find it like that?
Very much so. You know, I find myself very immersed in the experience when I'm fishing, and since I'm fiddling with the gear a lot less, I'm very much focused on being present in the moment. And for me, that is a great deal of the experience that I enjoy. I'm much more present in the sounds of the water and the nature around me, and focused on being able to actually see what the fish are doing and see the animals that are popping up around me on the bank, and pay attention to the cows that are often trying to sneak up on me, because that's just kind of a fact of life in fishing here in Wisconsin. It, to me, is a much more intimate experience with nature, because you're fishing so much closer in some cases, and you're taking so much less time to stop and fiddle with gear than you normally would.
Do you think that also makes it easier to get started when you have the prospect of heading out and doing some fishing?
Without a doubt. You know, your average Tinkara kit, you know, you've got your rod, you've got a line, a little bit of tippet, which is just basically an even smaller line, and, you know, a small fly box will get you fishing. You can head out with about a half pound worth of equipment and some simple stuff and be able to catch fish. There isn't a ton of technique that you need just to get started. I can get most anglers started and catching fish with about 5 to 10 minutes worth of instruction, and that's enough to get them casting and to get the basic mechanics of getting the fish into their hands after they get it on the hook. And from there, you're able to actually get out and start fishing. So you don't really need to invest in all of the extras and the doodads and thingamabobs that really kind of played you when you're trying to get set up to do other types of fishing.
Right, the casting, I've heard, in traditional fly fishing can be kind of hard. You have to kind of really get the line way out there. Is it easier to do that with Tinkara?
Yes, the basic cast in Tinkara is a very kind of basic forward cast where you're doing a very intuitive forward snap that's going to get that cast about 20 to 25 feet out in front of you. And it's so easy. Like I said, it typically takes 5 to 10 minutes to get most people doing it effectively. But it's so easy that you hand it to most kids that they'll have it down within minutes because they just grasp, you know, how to throw it. We've even got a customer who last summer was able to hand a rod to his two-year-old, and his two-year-old, within a few minutes, was effectively catching little bluegill on his own without really even doing anything other than watching his older brother do it. So I think it's just a basic thing that most humans understand kind of how to point and aim a stick with a string on it, and you don't have to do too much more than that if you don't want to take it any farther.
I guess the proof is in the pudding, kind of the fish pudding in this case. So do you catch as many fish with Tinkara as you do fly fishing?
Well, you certainly can. You know, in fact, we took Tinkara fly fishing to the Boy Scout National Jamboree this summer in West Virginia. It was the first time that the style of fishing was introduced to the organization at large. And Tinkara far out-caught the Western fly fishing gear there on the lake. So we had records that we were able to easily outperform the conventional gear. And I think that's largely, honestly, because there's so much less fiddling with the equipment that in Tinkara the fly is in the water more. And, you know, you really can't catch fish without fly in the water. So I think that's really why it does outperform given the time to do it.
Matt, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
That was Matt Smen, co-owner of Badger Tinkara, talking about why the Japanese style of fly fishing, Tinkara, is becoming more popular here in Wisconsin.